This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Recently returned from Nigeria, and he's updated it in a recent publication. Gregory, fossil fuel, it's all the story, especially because as of December 5th, I believe, Europe is going to end its import of oil from Russia. It needs oil from everywhere. That brings me to Nigeria. The light sweet crude is one of the best fossil fuels of all, right up there with Australian coal, Gregory. Is that good? Okay. But you're reporting on so many different voices of friction and tension and challenge to the central government that the country no longer seems cohesive, is it?
The country, strangely enough, is relatively cohesive. You still have the situation where the South doesn't understand the North, and the North is angry that the South disregards it. But the reality is that Nigeria has a good market for its oil and gas, and that will improve. However, we're seeing reports that as much as 90% of the Nigerian oil and exports have been siphoned off by corrupt means. So, in other words, the oil is flowing out, but the National Nigerian Petroleum Company is not getting the money. Therefore, the state is not getting the money. So, if the new government, which comes in the middle of next year, is worth its salt, it will try to claw back some of that oil and gas revenue from the those people who've been corruptly stealing it increasingly over the decades. Because unless they do, then Nigeria's economy will not benefit dramatically, and the security situation will continue to decline. But there are hopes that this worsening security situation and this worsening corruption situation will come to a watershed or an end with the elections next February, which will remove President Buhari, the current president, because he can't run for another term.
The tension is not only on these groups associated with the jihadists. It's also the Fulani, as I understand it, who are they the pastoral Fulani, the ones with herds, and they resent settlements? Is that how to think of them?
Well, yes, it is. And they are not one of the, if you like, original Nigerian ethnic groups. The Fulanis have been a transhumance population. These are the people who are seasonal grazing migrants, if you like. They take their cattle to where the grass is. Now, they have been in Nigeria for quite a few hundred years, but they're also throughout West Africa and even over as far as the southern reaches of Ethiopia across the Sahel. So they're a very interesting ethnic and cultural group. They are overwhelmingly Muslim, but don't see themselves in the same mold as the sedentary Muslims, if you like, of Nigeria's north, who have been engaging in these jihadist movements recently. The Fulani have as their adversary in Nigeria at the moment the farmers, and they keep coming through, and they keep killing the farmers, and the farmers keep trying to kill them. And in fact, the farmers are now having some success with that. But a lot of Fulani militias were brought in to support the re-election of President Muhammadu Buhari 4 years ago when he was running, and President Buhari is himself a Fulani. So they came in basically to coerce people up to and at the polling stations, and that was very successful. However, these imported militia groups did not leave after the elections, and now, and they, by the way, they keep saying that they're waiting to get their reward for having supported Buhari and his party during the elections. So now they have to be dealt with, and in some ways they are being dealt with by the Hausa farmers, in particular in the north, who are forming their own militias to attack the Fulanis. And there's great loss of life accompanying that. And a lot of these groups, once having taken up arms, tend to become criminal groups as well as political or social militant groups. But the Fulani militia are now staying there and saying, well, they're going to stay and protect the local Fulani herders in a process they call sharing the kola nut, which basically is a way of saying, look, you know, we all look after each other. But it's quite interesting that the whole jihadist and rebel movements throughout Nigeria have so many facets, between the northeastern ones who are basically protesting around the Boko Haram theme, and then to the others who are protesting for different reasons in the north, to the non-Muslims trying to create unrest for various reasons in the Niger Delta or in the Igbo regions in what used to be called Biafra. So all of these things are now coming to a head, and the present government is not doing enough to quell that. In some respects, they have now been outmaneuvered, because when they smashed Boko Haram a few years ago, what happened was it was like hitting an anthill, smashing that, and all of a sudden you have ants everywhere, and you have to deal with them all separately. The government cannot get a concentration of forces sufficient to quash most of these groups. So it's going to have to come up with a concept of getting overwhelming superiority of force from one location to the next, and not attempting to do it all at once, because there are not enough troops resources within the Nigerian military to deal with them all separately.
Nigeria is a Commonwealth state, I learn. Is that a significant factor in Nigeria's future success, if there is to be one, with the government? Does it talk about the Commonwealth? Does it look forward to King Charles III visiting?
I don't think they care one way or another about King Charles III, they have a big indigenous traditional leadership of their own, which is very helpful. They may move back, however, or they're talking about moving back to a parliamentary democracy and ending the experiment with American-style congressional democracy, which Bill Clinton basically insisted that they take up. So that's on the discussion now. That may well be a result of the revived interest in the Commonwealth.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher, Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.